Good evening, everyone. I call the November 6, 2024 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mrs. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Madam President?
Thank you. Councilman-elect Muto, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
There we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Good evening again. At this time, we're going to do general communications. This is the announcements of congratulations, condolences, and community events. I have some congratulations to hand out. If you're here this evening or watching at home, you'll see that we have some guests that have joined us this evening. The council, we invited the individuals who were elected last night, the councilmen-elect, from a couple of different wards are here to join us. So they're going to sit here. I'll have each council person from that ward introduce their guest. And I will introduce the next Ward 7 council person in a second. But I do want to not only congratulate all the winners last evening, the school committee, city council, the mayor, all the state reps, state senators. I congratulate all the winners, but I also want to thank and congratulate everybody who ran for public office. It is not an easy job. It is a very important job. And I think it's very easy to sit on the sidelines and complain or act like you're an expert on all issues. But the people that, step up, put their name on the ballot, I give them all the respect in the world, win or lose, putting your name out there, talking to your neighbors, asking people to support you and to vote for you is very important, and it's an honorable thing. So I congratulate not only the winners, but everybody who stepped up and put their name on the ballot this year and every year. So with that, I do have another congratulations, and that is to Jack Kirby from Ward 7. Mr. Kirby is a longtime Warwick resident, a business owner here in Warwick, has been attending council meetings for years, been a longtime member of a number of community organizations, and I congratulate you, Councilman-elect, and we're already talking. We're going to get together, and I look forward to handing over the reins to you, and I know that you will be a great steward for Ward 7. So also under general communications, again, this is announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I'm going to ask Councilwoman Travis if you have some congratulations to one of our guests here this evening. Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, it's my honor that I'm going to introduce Bill Mutal, a longtime Warwick resident, and I consider a friend, and I think he's going to make a great councilman, and I wish him nothing but the best, and I think he's going to be an asset to the city of Warwick and, of course, to Ward 6. So welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Howell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to introduce to my colleagues and to the council, Brian Napa, Councilman of Ward 3 elect. Brian, again, lifelong resident of Warwick, business owner, lawyer, has his own practice. Brian has been a great assistance for me, especially working and talking to the neighbors of his neighborhood, where the cargo facility is going in with RIAC. His calmness and expertise, but also willingness to wear out a couple pairs of shoes talking to the neighbors definitely helped. Brian is married. I want to congratulate Brian also, as this past Sunday, correct? Saturday, he married his longtime sweetheart. And so his family grew a little, and I want to also identify that he has a young little daughter who attends the public schools here in Warwick. So he also is a coach. He's coached for many years on his own, is also with his father, and staples of the city of Warwick. They coached my kids, and that's how we first met. It was outside of council or anything like that. So I have all the faith in what Brian's going to bring to the table, and congratulations. And I feel very comfortable, you know, like you said, handing over the reins to someone, some fresh new ideas and energy to come into our wards to represent Ward 3 and this council and this city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any other council members have anything under general communications, congratulations, condolences, or community events? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to executive communications. There are none. A is the acceptance of the minutes for the council meeting held on October 21st, 2024. Councilman Howell.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman Gephardt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next up is the announcement of appointments. There are none. Number two is the appointments requiring confirmation. There are none. So now we're moving to number three on the agenda this evening, which is the consent calendar. First up is PCR 103-24, a resolution relative to bids. The Finance Committee was chaired by Councilman Gephardt this evening. So Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you, Council President. The 103-24, item number one, 2025-266.
Oh, hold on 1 second. We just need you to move it. We'll get a second.
Move favorable.
And a second by Councilman Howell. Go ahead.
All right, so included in here is item number one, 2025-266, purchase two 2023 side loading refuse vehicles. Item number two, 2025-172, purchase 2025 Kenworth L770 side loading vehicles. Item number three, 2023-220, body worn cameras, software, and associated equipment. Item number four, purchase one Freightliner VanCon truck. Item number five, 2023-257, State of Rhode Island premium diesel exhaust fluid, lubricants, oil, and greases. Item number six, 2025-230, on-call electrical services and or projects. Item number seven, HUD 2025-232, HUD CDBG 2025 through 2029 consolidated plan. 2025-259, purchase traffic signs and sign system. 2025-220, emergency lighting equipment. Item number 11, 2025-261, purchase two solar speed signs. Item number 12, 2025-255, motor oil hydraulic transmission fluids. Item number 14, 2025-219, purchase five-step ADA compliant portable pool stairs. Item 15, 2025-241, purchase personal flotation device. Item 16, 2025-260 critical skills diver course. Item 17, 2025-129 basketball system ward 7. Item 18, 2025-123 purchase MIG welder. And that concludes the consent calendar.
Thank you. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the consent, in the Finance Committee? Okay, next up on the consent calendar is PCR 104-24, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report finance, I believe this is the abatement number of $13,840. Committee report, Councilman Gephardt.
$13,840 is the correct amount. There were no amendments or adjustments to the abatement report.
And you're moving that favorable?
Move favorable.
And second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll. Councilman Foley.
To the solicitor, is it appropriate for me to vote present since I was not here for any of the testimony?
It's your comfort level. If you've reviewed the materials and you're prepared to vote, then that's fine. If you want, out of an abundance of caution, to abstain, you're welcome to do that as well.
So is voting present acceptable?
Abstention would be the proper.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Present.
Mr. Gephardt?
That's yes.
Abstain.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention. Consent passes.
Thank you. Consent calendar passes. I believe there was 2 items that were taken off the consent calendar. First off is bid 2025-240, which is now PCR 105-24. This was recommended favorable with amendment, changing to strategic solutions team at the amount of $10,888. Councilman Gephardt, would you like to move that amendment?
Yeah, just a brief adjustment. Strategic Solutions Team LLC, and the amount you quoted was correct. Move favorable action.
And second by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Howe and Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments on the amendment? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention. Motion passes.
Thank you. Amendment passes. Councilman Gephardt, would you like to move favorable as amended?
Move favorable as amended.
Second by Councilwoman Travis and Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention. Favorable as amended.
Thank you. Favorable as amended passes. The second item that was pulled off the consent calendar is bid number 2025-262, which is now PCR 106-24. This is recommended favorable action. For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe. Questions or comments on this? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So you heard comments earlier that I should have reached out and contacted DPW about the cost of these windows. No, it's not my job. It's not my job to do the shopping. It's not my job to get comparative pricing. But when I see a price that is out of whack or is too high, then that just kind of prompts me to do that, which I did this afternoon at about 3:30. And this is something that we pay some pretty good salaries for people to do this. It's not something that I should have to do or anyone else on this city council should have to do. That is something that I would expect whomever is in these positions to exercise the due diligence to pick up the phone and get other prices, or to make a determination that, well, it's expensive enough that perhaps it should go out for bid. to make a phone call and get a price on a particular product and just say, this is good, this is what we're going to do, is not responsible. You certainly wouldn't do that in your own world. If 62 or 63 or 7,000 or whatever monies we're talking about were coming out of your pocket, I don't believe that someone would just say, okay, let's go. This is fine. I doubt it. I would expect that you would get other prices. And that wasn't done. And it makes no sense to me to have to pay a significant amount of monies more for a product that is just overqualified when you can get a comparable product, in this case, a window manufactured by a local manufacturer. Lowe's, by the way, doesn't manufacture at all, as far as I know, and certainly it's not local. So this is not something that I'm going to be able to support. It's not about the necessity of the new windows. I agree with that. Obviously, from the testimony, these windows have not been maintained in a very, very long time. And an emergency is an unexpected event, typically, is an emergency. You have a busted water pipe. You have an electrical failure. You have a generator that just dies. These windows are not an emergency. This isn't all of a sudden an event. And to spend $1,400 or $1,000 or whatever that amount of monies is more when due diligence wasn't performed by simply picking up a phone and making an additional phone call just doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm not going to be able to support this. I would strongly suggest that the bid be denied and that DPW reaches out to another manufacturer, just like they did with Lowe's, and perhaps a third. There are at least three window manufacturers that I'm aware of in Rhode Island. And get a comparable price, as opposed to purchasing a product that is just way overqualified for what is necessary. And that's where I am with this, Mr. President. If it goes, if this honorable body chooses to go ahead and approve these windows at a much higher number than they could, then I'll be voting no. If they choose or this body chooses to deny this bid and have DPW reach out and get, and I'll be very happy to provide the written quote that I have on those windows. The delivery time will be the same. And by the way, from a local manufacturer, the windows will be delivered to the DPW building. They won't have to pick them up. This bid is going to require the windows to be picked up as I read the bid. So that's where I am. I'm going to request that this bid be, this item PCR 10624 be denied and request that DPW circle out or circle back for pricing, or they can certainly use the pricing that I have.
Thank you, Councilman. And I believe it was stated in Finance Committee that these are ARPA funds, which needs to be expended by the end of the month, end of next month here. So that is one of the reasons the administration went through this process this way, because they're using specific funds that need to be allocated at a specific time.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect.
Councilman, you have not been recognized.
I didn't hear what you said.
Councilman Gephardt, go ahead.
Thank you, Council President. Yeah, we had extensive discussion on this item 13 in committee. I think I ended up expediting the conversation because I think we had gotten to the root of this, which is that it seems like corners were cut on this one, and I support Councilman Lattiser in not being thrilled with the process on this. When we go out to bid, we get bids, and I think in all of our personal lives, we're going to make a big purchase. It's prudent to get more than one quote for the work that you're looking to get done. Does not seem like these were if you can go to Lowe's and get these, it seems like you could go to Home Depot and get them. You could go to wherever else. I'm willing to either move to hold this and give the department time to go get a few more quotes, or I'm happy to vote no in support. In opposition to this. And they can go back and do the legwork to get enough quotes to know that we are getting a good deal on these windows. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may. Oh, okay. So, fine.
Excuse me. So just want to give some clarification on the process. So we can't amend this. So there really wouldn't be an action to hold this. This what is being asked is if they can use a 56.6 on this particular one. So if that is what is before us at this time. So it's really an up or down vote on that because they wouldn't be able to change this particular one. They'd have to bring it back to us in a different form or use a different thing. So,
thank you for the clarification.
And then one more clarification just on the rules as well, just so everybody's aware. 56.6, it does take six votes to pass. So just when people are doing their thoughts on this and whatnot, to keep that in the back of mind, it takes six votes to pass. So there wouldn't be any reason to hold. It should be an up or down because you can't amend it or make a change. They would have to, if it does not pass, it would have to come back as a totally different bid at this time. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I agree with Councilman Lattiser on this. First, starting with, I believe, his first point. Yeah, it's not our job as a part-time, I hesitate to say part-time, especially in front of the new members-elect. You'll find that this job, it may as well be a full-time job, but it's technically considered to be a part-time job for which we're compensating $10,000 per year. It is not our job to be standing over the shoulder and assisting the administration necessarily in making sure that they're dotting the I's, crossing the T's necessarily. It's our job to be the watchdogs, to be able to make sure that everyone else is doing what they need to be doing all the time by having these public meetings where if something comes before us where it's a recurring issue or it's something that should be part of the standard procedure, yeah, it might not be the most pleasant thing in the world. It might be construed in ways that aren't the best, but it is part of the job to make sure that there is a certain level of accountability here. That's not to say that there aren't other times where we on the council have to have a more collaborative approach, where we work hand in hand with the administration. Of course, there's a place and there's a time and place for that too, and that is very frequent as well. But especially when it comes to some of these bids, I think that Councilman Lattiser was completely in line with how he handled this matter because I think that it should be the common practice, should be a standard practice, that especially if we're going to deviate from the norm of going through a bid process, we don't want members of the public thinking that it's okay, that somehow it's okay with the city just calling up one vendor and going with the first price we hear. I mean, really, that's why we have this whole Byzantine bid process in the first place, to prevent that sort of thing. So, especially with Councilman Lattiser pointing out that he was able to identify a lower price for a comparable product, I suppose a question through the president to Councilman Lattiser. This is an item that I did want to, if possible, hear from Councilman Lattiser elaborate on, is I've heard you state that it's a comparable product, but the Pella is effectively like the Cadillac, and I'm not sure if the distinction there is really something that has to do just more with the brand name or the finish, as opposed to the actual specs and performance. Not that we're looking to substitute anything here, but rather for the purpose of what's going to be really the deciding factor in my vote on this particular item is, would it ultimately wind up being futile for the city to, at this point, go through that the process and wind up back in front of us at the next council meeting with the exact same thing? Or is this something where, okay, this is a legitimate option that is worth exploring, that could get us potentially a better price? We won't know for sure whether it actually does get us a better price or not until they try, obviously. But I want to try to predict that sort of thing, to see if it makes sense to have the city perform that additional work now that we are here. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Again, we can't, it's not an either or, so we don't really need to go down the line of discussing the two different windows. It's not an either or. It's either the council is going to approve the use of a 56.6 on this or not. So I don't think we really need to go down, because we can't, we can't pick between two different things at this time. It's only the technical question on the 56.6. And again, it takes six votes for that to pass. So, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to address my colleagues and just identify that for the last 4 years, as chairman of the Finance Committee, the one thing I have stressed, I agree with what Councilman Lattiser said. It is not our job to shop. I agree with what Councilman Rick said. This is not a part-time job, but it is a job. And it's a job that we do, and this committee does, when we go through our brochures and we review the bids. When there is an issue, and this is the key point that comes to this, is when there is an issue that we see, it takes zero effort and zero issue to pick up the phone, call a department, and ask a question. If the department does not get back, and we've done this in the committee, we'll say, automatic, I called, I did not get a response, we will hold. So without starting conflict, I do want to call out what Councilman Lattiser said. It's not his job to shop when he purposely shopped and called another company. I am not debating, would I prefer to see something go to another company? That's fine. My argument, my statement, my stance is that if a phone call had been made, I don't agree with this, to the department, you're not shopping, you're doing your job as a representative of the citizens, and you're calling the city that you work with and for, you're calling the department that our job is to support and oversight, and you're saying, here is my issue. And what I feel this was yet again, and I know the words will be controversial, was another gotcha. And what I am trying to say, what I've been saying for 4 years, is that as I and the members of this committee, Councilman Gebhardt and Councilman Foley and I, review, our job is to know a lot about a little, and that's the finance committee. Everyone on a committee has a responsibility to really fine-tooth it. Do things get through the cracks? Absolutely. But at the same time, a phone call, an email, a conversation is never an issue. To be very honest with you, something was noticed with your ARPA. It's your ward, Councilman Ricks. But we saw an issue. It was addressed. It was done. And you got your ARPA project approved because someone took the time to look, research, and call. That's all I'm saying. That's my number one argument with this. My number one statement with this is that how can we, as a committee, as a council, where we're checking and doing oversight, argue with each other when at least we know a line of communication was open? We didn't shop, we communicated. That is my argument. I will be voting for this because I do understand this was not put out to bid, but I also will respect my colleagues' decisions. But that is the statement that I made and I've been making for 4 years. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman. Again, I don't want to go back and forth on this. It's been discussed. I do want to give Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Snappy, and Councilman McElroy, if they would like to speak on this, give you that opportunity. If not, I do think we should take a vote. It's been moved favorable action. As again, we're discussing, can they use a 56-6 on this? If it were to pass, it moves forward. If it does not pass, the administration then can decide if they want to go out to bid. They can decide if they want to bring it back to us at another council meeting at 56-6, maybe making some additional calls. They could use the charter 3-3. There's a number of options that are available. So unless Councilman McElroy, Councilwoman Travis, or Councilman Snappy have anything to say, we'll call the vote. Councilman Snappy.
So as long as it's still the case that the director is fine with a potential alternative, or rather more succinctly, with this not necessarily going forward as it currently stands, as he stated before, then I'm fine with this, fine with voting no on it. But if he hadn't said that, I would have voted yes regardless, because forget the financial side of things. There's a pretty strong safety issue when there's broken glass actively just hanging out on city buildings and secured and basically MacGyvered in various ways. Like, that's not, forget the aesthetics parts of it. That's a danger to everybody. And if somebody gets hurt, it's the city that's liable. So we're talking about $1,400, yes, and it's important, and it should be addressed as far as the processes or lack thereof. However, if someone gets hurt, I promise you it's going to cost a lot more than $1,400. But again, as long as the director is of the mindset that they're fine with a slight delay as this is looked into, then I'm fine with that. But if that's not the case, please someone speak up and say so from the administration.
Good evening, Bill Facenti, Chief of Staff. The administration stands by its request of its director. As it's been mentioned, it's the council's job to approve or deny. It's our job to get the quotes to you. We stand by the request.
And that being the case, I'll actually vote in favor of this then, for the reasons already stated.
Thank you, Councilman Snappy. Councilwoman Travis.
I'm just going to add to the safety part of it. I mean, it's getting cold out there. These broken windows are not going to help, you know, have them keep waiting either. That was my concern when we were talking about it. I'm saying, gee, we better do it then, because we want to get this done with the bad weather coming. And the safety part of it, I was concerned about that mostly. But I guess we'll just see how the votes go.
Thank you. Any last words from Councilman McElroy?
I agree 100% with Councilman Howe.
Thank you. Okay, so everyone's had a chance to speak on this numerous times in committee and at the full council. So it has been moved and seconded for favorable action. So the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Abstain.
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. 5-3, one abstention. So the motion would fail as it's 56-6. Thank you. And that completes the finance docket. So thank you, Councilman Gephardt, for stepping in this evening. Next up is unfinished business. There is none. So we're now moving to new business. First up is PCR 97-24, a resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for community projects. Committee report, finance.
I believe this was moved favorable with an amendment.
Correct. If you could move that favorable, and we'll get a second, then I'll ask you for the amendment.
Move favorable action on the amendment.
Second. Go ahead, Councilman Gephardt, with the amendment.
The amendment is to strike point one, which states Ward 9 ARPA Duchess Ave Park swing set, and point three, which states Ward 9 ARPA St. Greg's baseball scoreboard. The rest of the rest of it is intact.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Yes. Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis? Yes. 8 yes, 1 abstention. Motion to amend passes.
Thank you. Councilman Gephardt, would you like to move favorable as amended?
Move favorable as amended.
Second by Councilman Howe, Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Abstain.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis? 8 yes, 1 abstention. As amended, passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number two this evening is PCR 99-24, resolution requesting investigations into reports of smell of gas leaks on Fashion Drive. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Gephardt, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Howe. And I believe everyone that was here also asked to be added as a co-sponsor. And Councilman Foley, I know you read this before you got here. Would you like to be added as well?
Point of information. I was not at my chair, but at these two committee meetings, I was in the lobby listening to testimony. I feel comfortable voting on these.
Thank you. And would you like to be added as a co-sponsor?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the record will show that all 9 members have been asked to be a co-sponsor. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis? Yes. 9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number three this evening is PCR 102-24, a resolution in regards to installing a marked crosswalk across and signage around Major Potter Road. Committee report, public safety, Councilman Ricks.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe. And Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks? Mr. Yes. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Yes. 9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. We're now moving to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9? Pass. Councilwoman Travis?
If there be no further business from this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor to move into docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Pass.
Ward 9. Thank you very much. We are adjourned. We will see you on in a couple weeks.